watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Ides of April, April 15th, 2021. You're watching American Journal on Infowars.com and band.video. But by the way, I don't mention it, newswars.com, also a great site. A little bit easier on the eyes in certain ways, easier to organize. I always forget about NewsWars. I forget to mention it on the show. I use it primarily because it has a great search function and stuff. Don't forget about newswars.com. Don't let that site fall to the wayside. Thank you so much for being with us. You know, it's amazing. You know how crazy the world is? You know how just insane our news cycle is? When you have reportedly disclosures about UFOs happening on nearly a weekly basis, and people don't even seem to care. I mean, people just, it just goes by. It's just like a Navy announces the UFO video, not a hoax. It was real. Flying specters harass Navy ship. It's just like, yeah, well, whatever. Let's get to the, ongoing civil war. Let's focus on that. Truly incredible. Of course, in my opinion, I don't trust any of these headlines because I think they're setting us up for the next big hoax. But here's the latest report from Greg Reese about the UFO disclosures.
Immediately following the death of Nikola Tesla, Dr. John Trump, an electrical engineer with the National Defense Research Committee of the Office of Scientific Research and Development, and interestingly, President Donald Trump's uncle, was called in to analyze the Tesla papers. After only 3 days, John Trump officially concluded that Tesla's work was primarily speculative and did not include workable methods. We are then told that most of Tesla's papers disappeared, but his work most definitely quietly continued. Heavily funded military projects studying the Tesla particle beam are reported, but more interesting than that is the mystery of systems in rotation. Spin. Although everything down to the electron seems to be spinning, there is no official study on the science of spin or rotation. But there are fragments and clues that suggest major governments have been secretly studying the science of rotation ever since World War II, calling it hyperdimensional physics or torsion physics. Bruce De Palma's spinning ball experiment from 1977 is simple enough for anyone to repeat. Two steel balls are repeatedly launched with equal force. One is spinning, the other is not. The spinning ball consistently flies higher and falls faster than the other. This is in direct violation of both Newton's laws and Einstein's relativity. Modern science cannot account for this energy. The top secret so-called Nazi Bell project allegedly involved two counter-rotating cylinders and produced anti-gravity UFO-like effects. And now the U.S. Navy appears to be going public with this science. They claim to control inventions that change the fabric of reality. A mysterious Dr. Salvatore Cesar Paez has filed 4 patents, of which the U.S. Navy is the assignee. They appear to be technology for what we would popularly describe as UFOs. And they are all based upon harvesting energy from the spinning of electromagnetic fields. These patents look very similar to what whistleblowers claim have been in production for years by weapons manufacturers such as Lockheed Martin Skunk Works. The same UFO-like craft that whistleblowers claim are being prepared to stage a fake alien invasion. After decades of deep misinformation, secrecy, and corruption, why bring this powerful technology out into the open today? The chief technical officer of the Naval Aviation Enterprise claims that the U.S. needs these patents because the Chinese are already investing significantly in these technologies. So are they rolling all this out into the public to prepare us for a space-age war with China? The subtext to all this, of course, is that there is no energy crisis, only more lies and deceit. For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, of all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 15th of April, 2021. It's a Thursday today. Thank you so much for being here with us on American Journal. I'm going to waylay our daily dispatch for a brief moment. So I want to play this Tucker Carlson segment in full. It's a rather lengthy segment. It may take us even into the next segment of our program. But I think it's worth it because he makes so many good points. And, of course, he's covering the arrest of Sam Montoya, our friend and brother-in-arms here at InfoWars, and his arrest. He ties it into Ashley Babbitt. He ties it into a number of other goings-on in the United States. And I think it's very well done. And you know, it's not just one little piece where it's like, look, here's Tucker Carlson talking about Sam Montoya. He's weaving it into a whole bunch of other stuff, and it's really worth it to watch the whole thing and dig into what he says exactly. So I'm going to play the entirety of this segment from last night's Tucker Carlson broadcast. You can find the full video. You can share it as well at InfoWars.com and band.video. But here he is, Tucker Carlson, covering the arrest of InfoWars reporter Sam Montoya.
And now this, the ironically named Civil Rights Division of the Biden Justice Department announced today there will be no charges brought against the man who shot and killed protester Ashley Babbitt in the Capitol back in January. No one who pays attention was surprised to hear this. In cases like this, the benefit of the doubt usually does go to law enforcement. As we've often said, we are fine with that. It should. But still, in a free society, the rest of us have a right to know roughly what happened. In this case, we have a right to know who shot Ashley Babbitt and why. No one will tell us. The Biden administration says the man who killed Babbitt is a Capitol Hill police officer and he did the right thing. That's all they've said. We know that Ashley Babbitt was short, she was female, and she was unarmed. There was no evidence the officer who killed her gave her any kind of verbal warning before he pulled the trigger. Is that now standard procedure? We'd imagine the rules of engagement for federal agents were limited to the use of deadly force in situations where law enforcement has reason to believe they or the people they're around are in imminent danger of being harmed. You can't just shoot people without warning because they're in the wrong place. That's not allowed. Except now, apparently, it is allowed. So when did these rules change? And once again, who exactly shot Ashley Babbitt? Journalists exist to ask these questions, but they're not asking them. The Washington Post wrote a long story today about the DOJ's announcement and never raised a single one of these questions. The Post didn't name the shooter or even acknowledge that the government is withholding the name of the shooter. Quote, authorities determined that there was insufficient evidence to prove Babbitt's civil rights were violated, the Post declared, and that was it. The rest of the piece was a personal attack on Ashley Babbitt and on her political views. She deserved to die. That was the point of the Washington Post story. How amazing to read something like this, especially now. 1,100 miles from Washington in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, a police officer accidentally reached for her gun instead of a taser and killed a man called Dante Wright. It was a tragedy. All shootings are tragedies. But we know that officer's name because every news organization in the country printed it immediately. She is now resigned. She is now facing charges. Her mugshot is everywhere. It's all over the internet. And that's why two nights ago, a mob showed up at her house and forced she and her husband to flee. And she's not the only one. Last August, a police officer in Kenosha, Wisconsin, shot a man called Jacob Blake. Do you remember that? Riots erupted immediately. Well, yesterday, that officer was cleared of all charges. When that story broke, NPR, National Public Radio, put that police officer's name and photograph on the front of their website. So that's the standard, except in this case, where they are still hiding the identity of the officer who shot Ashley Babbitt. Are you sensing a theme here? The standards that big news organizations use to cover shootings depend entirely on the political views of the people who get shot. When the Washington Post doesn't like the candidates you vote for, they suppress the details of the case. In the case of Ashley Babbitt, we know next to nothing about how she died, and we wouldn't know anything if her shooting hadn't been captured on video by people who don't work at the Washington Post. One of those people is a video editor from Texas called Samuel Montoya. Montoya was in the U.S. Capitol that day. Montoya doesn't look much like a white supremacist.
I love they use
he has
that
no
picture.
Criminal history that we're aware of. On January 6th, Samuel Montoya took what may be the clearest video of Ashley Babbitt's death.
Okay, right here.
So there are a lot of things to notice about that tape. It's a very sad tape, but here's what jumps out. Ashley Babbitt had no weapon. She wasn't attacking anyone. She couldn't attack anyone because she was climbing through a window at the moment she was shot. But what is most striking and never discussed is that several Capitol Hill police officers in paramilitary gear, the guys with the helmets with the cameras, were standing directly behind Ashley Babbitt when she was killed. They were carrying what Joe Biden refers to as weapons of war, loaded AR-15s. So explain to us slowly how Ashley Babbitt posed an imminent physical threat to anyone when she was killed. Well, she didn't. Sammy Montoya's footage proves it. And we're grateful that we have that tape. If we didn't have that tape, the New York Times would be telling us that Ashley Babbitt was beating people to death with a fire extinguisher when she was killed. But thanks to Samuel Montoya, the New York Times cannot claim that. We'd love to have Samuel Montoya tonight on the show to describe what he saw that day, but we can't do that because he's in jail. Yesterday, a large group of armed federal agents showed up at Montoya's home in Austin, Texas. They smashed his front door, they confiscated his electronic devices, and they threw him in jail. He's still there. He's behind bars right now. So what was his crime? Well, to find out, we read the Biden administration's arrest warrant application. The FBI says it began investigating Sammy Montoya after one of his family members provided, quote, proof that Montoya was physically inside the U.S. Capitol near the shooting of a woman on January 6th, 2021, end quote. Now, to be clear, Montoya did not shoot the woman, Ashley Babbitt. He just happened to be nearby. But wait a second. Weren't there plenty of journalists inside the Capitol on January 6th? Well, according to CNN, yes, there were. In fact, CNN ran a piece telling us that, quote, congressional reporters became the country's eyes and ears as rioters stormed the Capitol. So the question is, why hasn't the FBI arrested the people that CNN identified in its story? The photographers from Getty, for example, the political reporters from NBC News, the congressional correspondents from CNN itself and from the AP. Well, that's a good question. The FBI explains why in the warrant affidavit. Quote, at times during the video, Montoya describes himself to others inside the Capitol building as a reporter or a journalist as he attempts to get through the crowds. And yet, the FBI concludes, the director of the congressional press galleries within the Senate press office did a name check on Samuel Christopher Montoya and confirmed that no one by that name has congressional press credentials as an individual or via any other news organization. Oh, so that's a standard. If the U.S. Congress's credentialing office says you're not a journalist, then you're not a journalist. Did Samuel Montoya have strong personal political views? Apparently he did. But you may have noticed that's not so unusual in journalism right now. So why is journalist Samuel Montoya behind bars tonight? Well, he committed a crime, quote, interfering with government business. In other words, trespassing. Okay. If this happened in Ukraine, what are the chances that NBC News would describe Samuel Montoya as a dissident journalist and then describe Ashley Babbitt as an unarmed pro-democracy demonstrator? The chances are roughly 100%. but this is America, and they're not saying that. Instead, they're telling us that Ashley Babbitt deserved to die.
She embraced conspiracy theories. Her name was Ashley Babbitt, 35 years old. She tweeted about Pizzagate. She tweeted thousands of tweets to Fox News hosts. She engaged in social media with the conspiracy news internet site InfoWars. In 2020, she began to tweet with QAnon accounts and use QAnon hashtags.
All right, folks, we'll go ahead and pause it right there. We're going to come back to this Tucker Carlson segment because, again, he's laying it out so beautifully. It's so obvious what's going on here, and the bias that we've been railing against in the media has jumped the shark, jumped its containment field, and is now infesting the DOJ, which means the same bias that you see from the mainstream media is now being wielded by those with a monopoly of force.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto shipping your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the InfoWar. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. today.
How you get so much favor on your side? Accept them as your Lord and Savior, I replied. That's your love, that neighbor, not divide. I'm a rat. That's on God.
All right, welcome back, folks.
His light shine the brightest in the dark.
You're watching AmericanJournal InfoWars.com, but we are taking a little bit of time this morning to replay Tucker Carlson's show from last night because he's covering Sam Montoya's arrest. Of course, Sam Montoya, editor, video operator here at InfoWars, who was in the Capitol on January 6th in a journalistic capacity. So, you know, a little bit of back and forth with us here, but Tucker Carlson is covering it very admirably and bringing up a bunch of other, you know, great points tying into all of the anti-police action, Black Lives Matter action, all of that sort of stuff. So we're going to go back to Tucker Carlson here, and we'll do the Daily Dispatch in the next segment. Here he is, Tucker Carlson.
What's amazing is not simply the grotesque cruelty of assessments like that. A young woman is shot to death and the media applaud her death. No, what's more amazing is the contrast between this and the coverage of other violence that's now in progress. Last night, Biden voters burned a police building in Portland, Oregon. Did you know that? Probably not. Didn't get much coverage. In the wake of Dante's death the other day, riots broke out all over the country. In New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, Minneapolis. Here's what Brooklyn Center, Minnesota looked like on Sunday night. They're stealing stuff off the shelves, but don't call it looting. No, that's a peaceful demonstration. We know that because the mayor of Brooklyn Center, Mike Elliott, told us so. Two nights ago, Mayor Elliott tweeted a picture of himself on the scene. Quote, earlier this evening, I had the opportunity to go talk to these peaceful protesters, he wrote. Our city is calm now. Here's the funny thing. The mayor was wearing a Kevlar helmet in the picture he tweeted out. Now, it's not in Syria. That's in his own town. That's how peaceful it was. He was wearing a Kevlar helmet. Whatever else he is, doubtless many things, Mike Elliott is not a very effective liar. Others, by contrast, have decided to drop the pretense entirely. BLM leader Bree Newsom no longer talks about peaceful protests. She doesn't want those anymore. Quote, I'm definitely in the camp of defending looting and rioting as a legitimate, politically informed response to state violence. She wrote that in a tweet that the Twitter censors have pointedly left up. Now, in case you're guessing, of course, Bree Newsom is a child of privilege. Only privileged people couldn't be that decadent. What's really striking is that Bree Newsom once committed a more aggressive version of the offense that Samuel Montoya is charged with. A few years ago, Bree Newsom trespassed at the Capitol in South Carolina and ripped down the flag. She also trespassed in the state lawmaker's office and refused to leave. Is she rotting in jail? No. She was arrested briefly, and then she drew praise from no less than Hillary Clinton herself. Hillary Clinton endorsed that particular insurrection. But not everyone gets the same treatment, you may have noticed. And that should worry you, no matter who you voted for, no matter how fervently you may support Joe Biden. This is a huge society-ending problem. Laws have no meaning if they are not applied equally. When they are not applied equally, they're not even laws. They are purely tools of persecution. And you don't want to live in a country like that, even if people you don't like are the ones being persecuted. But Rashida Tlaib does want to live in a country like that. Tlaib is a member of Congress, so her security is never in question. It's never in doubt. She's surrounded by bodyguards, carrying weapons of war, and now by thousands of federal troops that you are paying for, so she's fine. But in your neighborhood, Rashida Tlaib would like to see the police eliminated. Quote, no more policing, incarceration, and militarization, Tlaib wrote this week. It can't be reformed. Again, militarization is fine if the military is protecting her. She's got federal troops. No, Not for you. You get mob rule. Now, we're not making this up. We're not misquoting her. She's demanding this in public as a member of Congress, and many are. Watch this character on MSNBC tell you that we must abolish your police department immediately.
I've been saying we need to abolish American policing as it currently exists. It doesn't work. You know the average homicides that are actually solved by police departments? Only about 35%. You know the number of rapes and sexual assaults that are solved by police departments? You know, less than 60%. You know the percentage likelihood of being shot unarmed as a black person is like five times as likely than a white person? Policing doesn't work the way we're doing it right now.
A panel of privileged people telling you to abolish the police. But they're not saying actually abolish the police. We often claim they are, but listen very carefully. They're saying they want to abolish American policing as it currently exists. And that raises the question, how does policing currently exist? Here's how. Local communities get to control it. So the cops walking down your street, you hire them. They work for your town. You pay their salaries. And that's what Rashida Tlaib doesn't like. That's what offends MSNBC. The thing they hate about community policing is they don't control it. And that means they can't use your local police department to punish you for your political views. For that, they have to go to the FBI, and it drives them crazy. So abolishing the police doesn't mean getting rid of people with guns. It merely and specifically means stripping you of any control over your local law enforcement. So it's just a more ambitious form of gun control. It's meant to disempower the citizenry, not protect them. When your police department answers to them, things will be very different. To get a sense of how different, take a look at what the Biden administration is doing in the state of Oregon. In the past few days, federal prosecutors have essentially dropped half a dozen federal felony cases that arose from those famous riots in Portland last summer. The feds reached non-prosecution agreements. Those agreements ensure that people who committed felonies will walk away with no criminal record of any kind. Oh, Samuel Montoya is not getting that. So what are the defendants in Oregon accused of doing? Well, much more than trespassing. One of them, a woman called Alexandra Uten, was charged with beating a Portland police officer in the head with a wooden shield as he was trying to make an arrest. Another defendant, called Alexis Darren Graham, was charged with trying to bring down a police aircraft with a laser pointer. Now, that's bad, obviously, but it's not quite as bad as, say, voting for Donald Trump or walking around the U.S. Capitol building with a camera. Alexandra Uten and Alexa Graham will not have a criminal record by the end of this. Samuel Montoya, by contrast, could spend the next 7 years in jail. You see what's going on. You hate even to say it out loud, but it's too obvious to ignore. Two systems of justice, one for the allies of the people in charge and a very different one for their enemies. The people doing this are not traditional liberals. They're not calling for a peaceful utopia where no one uses violence. This is not the famous tradition of Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King. That was the old liberalism. We used to make fun of it when it was going on. We could use a lot more of it now. This is scary.
Incredible stuff. Heartfelt thank you to Tucker Carlson for actually covering the arrest of Sam Montoya and the injustice embedded there. Tucker Carlson really is like InfoWars Lite. He's like a very well-organized InfoWars. It's great to see. It really is great to see.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's hard to believe that we're already into the middle of April. and our borders collapsing and world governments being announced and Joe Biden's coming after our guns and trying to start a war with Russia, but told China they could take over Hong Kong and Taiwan. So China's done a blockade around Taiwan and is threatening to invade Hong Kong. They already sent troops into Hong Kong. This is madness. And our government's been hijacked now by these globalists, and they're trying to shut us down. They took our sponsors away a long time ago. But you sponsor us by buying products direct. So these are already great products you need. Whether it's Vitamin Refusion back in stock, or whether it's Winter Sun, or whether it's Lung Cleanse, they're all 40% off individually, 50% off when you order them in combos or together. But regardless, it funds the InfoWar, which is the reason to win. So this critical time in history with all this craziness happening, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to remind you, these are products you and your family already need, and they fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So take advantage of these products today. Find them at InfoWarsStore.com. Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com, take action now.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. We're at InfoWars.com, band.video, brought to you entirely by InfoWarsStore.com. Let's not waste any more time. We'll get straight to the Daily Dispatch. I'll try to just get through this quickly, read all the headlines, and then expand on some of these stories a little bit later, because we still have a ton of videos to show you, and of course we'll be taking your calls later in the program. But first, here it is, your Daily Dispatch. Here it is, your Daily Dispatch for the 15th of April, 2021. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has landed in Afghanistan for a surprise visit after Biden announces U.S. troop withdrawal. They plan on withdrawing U.S. forces from the country by September 11th of this year, something I think we can all celebrate and get behind, especially since this is the plan that was first established by none other than President Donald Trump. Yes, they just extended his withdrawal schedule a few months and are taking credit for it now. Good job, whatever it takes to get us out of this endless, pointless war. It's great to see. Moving on, the House panel of Washington, D.C. votes to advance a bill on slavery reparations. House panel advanced decades-long effort to pay reparations to the descendants of slaves by approving legislation Wednesday that would create a commission to study the issue. Descendants of slaves. Will they be only by the paid by the descendants of slave owners? Probably not. There's no room for justice here. This is racial aggravation time. Democrats have also introduced a bill to expand the Supreme Court from 9 to 13 justices. Congressional Democrats will introduce legislation Thursday to expand the Supreme Court by 4 justices, joining progressive activists pushing to transform the court. Because why not? It's only been 3 months under a Democrat president, but the filibuster, the Supreme Court, reparations, gun control, I mean, why not do it all? After all, anybody attempting to oppose you will be silenced and demonized by the media and big tech. So do whatever the hell you want. You own America now, apparently. YouTube, hey, speaking of, YouTube suspends Rebel News over so-called, quote, election misinformation. Rebel News, a leading source of conservative news and commentary in Canada, was suspended for 1 week by Google-owned YouTube, its primary platform, over a three-month-old video about social media censorship of President Donald Trump. Complained about censorship? Be censored. That's the way it works in hell world. This is breaking from Infowars.com. The DOJ closes the probe of Ashley Babbitt's death, says there's insufficient evidence to prosecute the officer who killed her. I mean, sure, you do have a video of the incident showing a woman with both of her hands up, clearly unarmed, not posing a threat to anybody, who's recently been let through a police line. There were police standing there. She wasn't moving forward. The police moved out of the way. There were police behind her, in front of her, all around. No word of warning, no attempt to engage her physically whatsoever. No, she was shot in cold blood from point blank range without a warning. And there's video of the entire incident from multiple angles, but insufficient evidence, according to the DOJ. Now, Ashley Babbitt's family attorney has pledged to continue the legal battle after Biden DOJ says the officer will walk. But again, the officer's not just walking. We don't even know the officer's identity. We don't even know who this was. We don't know how they came to this conclusion. We don't deserve these answers, because when it's a 14-year Air Force veteran, unarmed woman, gunned down at point-blank range for no discernible reason, that's covered up, that's hidden away, that's totally fine. Meanwhile, the ex-Brooklyn Center police officer who was involved in the shooting of Dante Wright has been arrested and charged with second-degree manslaughter. So again, discharge your weapon at an unarmed woman just a few feet away while she's climbing through a door. Totally fine. Don't worry about it. She wasn't allowed in that room, so kill her. Meanwhile, career criminal, fighting with police, accidentally shot, arrest that woman, send her to jail for life. But it's not just that. Lynching is now legal in the state of Minnesota. Minnesota police fortified Kim Potter's home as some neighbors flee to safety. That's right. Kim Potter is the officer who shot Dante Wright. Her face, her image, her identity, and even the location of her house was leaked to the media, immediately got into the hands of violent protesters who then showed up at her house, forcing her and her husband to flee before, of course, she was arrested. And now even some of her neighbors are fleeing because it's mob justice, because lynching is fine if it's for the right cause, I guess. This comes as the fourth night of protests rock Brooklyn Center and surrounding areas, including even Philadelphia, as far away as Philadelphia. They've actually initiated a color-coded terror warning for riots. It'll be like a weather announcement soon enough. Like, yes, we expect riots in the early morning and blazing arson by the evening time. Maybe a good time to get out of the city for a little while, folks. Protesters build embattlements, carry improvised shields during the siege of Minnesota police headquarters. Were they white? Hold on. Hold on. Is this terrorism? Hold on. Is this a insurrection? Is this a coup? No, it looks like they were Black Lives Matter, so it's totally fine, totally normal. Nothing can be done about it. We have to just give them everything they want because they're violent, petulant children. The CNN crew was even attacked by Antifa and Black Lives Matter protesters in Minnesota. We'll bring you this video later in the program. But yeah, CNN crew brutally attacked by Antifa and Black Lives Matter protesters. You know, Donald Trump, Trump supporters, we say things like media is the enemy of the people, enemy of humanity, enemy of America, and that's true. Try to film a leftist gathering, you'll be beaten. It doesn't matter if you're independent, CNN, Fox News. I could show you at least a dozen videos of media members of the media being savagely beaten by Black Lives Matter and Antifa members for daring to film their righteous crusade. Because what they're doing is good, you understand. But if you try to film it, they will try to kill you. A medical expert testified yesterday in the trial of Derek Chauvin that George Floyd had heart arrhythmia provoked by fentanyl meth overdose, as well as the car exhaust of the vehicle directly next to his head. But again, folks, it's not about science. It's not about the facts on the ground. It's not about the reality of police work in a dangerous situation. It's about pleasing the insatiable mob. And whether Derek Chauvin is found innocent or not probably has more to do with whether the jurors want their house to be standing by the time they get home. Democrat lawmakers have also introduced a gun control bill that would ban magazines holding more than 10 rounds, because why not? A pregnant single mother has been raided by the FBI, detained for a week after going through an open door at the U.S. Capitol. She now faces over 30 years in prison. We'll bring you more on this story just a little bit later. A new poll shows that Biden can't shake voters' belief that Democrats cheated in the 2020 election. That's right. A new poll from Rasmussen found that a significant number of voters in both parties believe the Democrats cheated in some way. What? You think the Democrats cheated? It's illegal to think that. You're not allowed to think that. Why would you think that? Evidence? Your own eyes? Things that you heard, saw, observed, witnessed yourself? No, no, no. We'll tell you what to think. And it's illegal to think that people cheated. Biden's UN ambassador, by the way, says that white supremacy is weaved into America's founding documents and principles, which is just great. You know, we got this supranational international organization, the UN, that often supersedes American law. And now our representative there thinks that America itself is deeply woven with white supremacy from its very foundation. So great. Maybe you should leave. Amazon has banned a conservative author's book, so he's now giving it away for free. This is Andrew Meyer, conservative journalist who actually became famous over his Don't Tase Me, Bro video when he asked John Kerry, who was a presidential candidate at the time, about the Skull and Bones organization. He was dragged out being tased. He's written a book that has now been banned by Amazon. He actually called me yesterday while we were on the war room. So I tried hitting him back, but I haven't heard from him, but maybe he'll be on the show to explain this censorship a little bit later. There it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava Root Supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The
globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com, promo code Alex, and get 10% off.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars, and thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. You're watching American Journal here on InfoWars.com. What should I cover? What to talk about? I'll go ahead and give out the phone number right now. If you want to call in and give me your ideas about what's going on in the world today, the number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. Open lines, give us a call about whatever you want, 877-789-2539. Give us a call this morning on American Journal. We'll try to get to as many of your calls as possible. No guests today, so we'll be heavy on phone calls, and we'll get to you as quickly as we can, so hopefully we won't be having to hold for too long. We've got racist nonsense. We've got Democratic nonsense. We've got white supremacy nonsense. A lot of race stuff today. Oh my gosh, it's so absurd. Let's talk about the plague, shall we? The pandemic, the vaccines, the social distancing, the masks, the measures that don't actually help. You know, it's like you have a disease that's not actually that deadly. For young healthy people, something like 99.97% chance of survivability. So you have a disease that's not deadly. You have measures that don't actually help. You have vaccines that don't actually make you immune. You have lockdown and social distancing measures that were literally made up, and they admit it. And they're just like, 6 feet, 3 feet, doesn't matter. We made it up, and there's no scientific standard or backing for these insane dictates that we're issuing with all of the force of measured law. There's this guy, Matthew Miller, on Twitter. Did not quite anticipate the wave of euphoria and emotion that comes with your first shot, he says, posting a selfie of himself wearing a mask and a little sticker, a little gold star, a little sticker saying, I've been vaccinated. I'm a slave. I'm a good little slave. I'm an obedient servant of the New World Order, and I got a sticker. I got a sticker and blood clots. Have the seizures started yet? It says, go get your vaccine, folks. It's the best feeling you'll have had in a year. Ugh, how pathetic is this guy? The best feeling you've had in a year is getting an experimental gene therapy vaccination that has not gone through the full and rigorous FDA testing that causes massive, massive side effects on just about everybody that gets injected. Oh, by the way, it doesn't work on variants, so you'll be having to get it again in probably 6 months. That's what even the experts are saying now. Even without the variants, they're just saying it wears off in less than a year. So you'll get to wait all year for that euphoria. All year you'll get to sit alone watching Netflix, not meeting anybody, not touching anybody, not hugging your friends and family unless it's through a plastic sheet with the mask over your head. The Zoom camera on in your little cell of loneliness. But once a year, you'll get injected and you'll feel that euphoria. You pathetic worm. It's amazing. Best feeling you'll have had in a year. I don't know. I think the best feeling I had in a year was finding out my wife was pregnant on our anniversary. Maybe it was holding my newborn son for the first time. Maybe it was, I don't know, Thanksgiving with all of the friends and family sitting around the table laughing and enjoying ourselves. Maybe it was watching the newborn hawk in the nest high above my backyard. Maybe it was watching my very pregnant wife fight a hawk who was trying to get her chickens. I've had a lot of crazy experiences this year. But my God, what a despicably boring life you must have if this is the highlight of your year, getting a vaccine. And you're still wearing a mask. You're still not allowed outside. And you're still not allowed to hug your friends. What did you get? Lesions on your skin? Blood clots working their way to your heart? What did you get? You got a very pathetic selfie, my queer little friend. Let's watch this video, shall we? It's from a Moderna injection point here in Texas, where adverse reactions are being caught on film. You know, you just love, you go to the doctor, he's like, I'm going to give you this injection. Go sit in your car. Just go ahead and give us a honk if you start experiencing a medical emergency. It's like, wait, what? Yeah. I'm just going to give you this shot. It's a vaccine, totally routine. We're issuing millions and millions of them. Just go ahead and don't leave yet. Definitely don't try to drive. Sit in your car. Beep, beep. Give us a little honk if you, like, start having a seizure. Okay. And this is for a disease with a 0.03% death rate? Is that right? Is that accurate? It is, right? Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure. So sit in your car. Beep, beep. Give us a little honk when you start to die from the injection we just gave you, you weird little slave. Let's watch this video. It's a little bit hard to tell what's going on, whether he is, he looks dead. Okay.
Yeah.
There he's being leaned back in the chair, and they're giving him chest compressions. Very interesting.
Oh God, man.
I love how it's just lines of cars and people are just sitting in the cars next to him. Just like watching this happen. It's just like looking back and forth. Here you go, rubbing his chest. Oh, let's try to get that heart beating. Oh, give it a good thump. Give the chest a good thump. Oh, thank goodness you didn't get the flu, right? Oh, wow. Yeah, the other option was to have the sniffles for a few days. But now, no. Instead, you're going to go ahead and almost die in a parking lot outside of an injection site. There's just like people with neon vests swarming around just like, he's dying. I'm hitting his chest, but he's dying. Incredible. Incredible, isn't it? Here's a video of the health minister of Denmark announcing the restrictions to the AstraZeneca vaccine. Now, we're not sure if she actually had the vaccine or not. I'm going to guess she has, though. Tell me if you can watch this video. Watch this video and tell me if you can guess why I think she may have had the vaccine, probably pretty recently. It's just my guess, but tell me if you keep an eye on this video. Tell me if you can see what makes me suspect that she's just had the vaccine. Let's roll this video.
There she is on the right, and down she goes. Totally brutal. Could just be a coincidence. Maybe she just locked her knees. Maybe she didn't get enough water. You know. Of course, she's the health minister. You'd think she'd be healthy. But hey, look at the, health commissioner of Los Angeles County. Look at the secretary of health here. It's a man that thinks he's a woman. So, you know, maybe the health industry and the health government ministries from here to Denmark, not so much about health. Not very aware of what actually makes a person healthy. They're more like deeply unhealthy ideological sycophants and ideologues who use their positions of ultimate authority, because after all, it's for your health. You have to listen to them or else you're killing people, right? This is the way it works. But they're incredibly unhealthy and forcing things on you that, I don't know, may kill you in a parking lot. Maybe. Could be. It could happen. Isn't this incredible? There's another – I won't play any more Tucker Carlson because, you know, I think legally I can only play so much. But there was an interesting segment of a show last night because Fauci goes on CNN and they attempt to frame Tucker Carlson as a dangerous conspiracy theorist for asking the simple question – why can't we get together with friends after getting the vaccine? Why do we still have to wear the mask after getting the vaccine? Why do we still have to stay locked down? Why do we still have to stay socially distanced if we have the vaccine? And Fauci goes on CNN to say these sorts of wild conspiracy theories. And now you see the weaponization of language. Now you see why this road has been paved. Now you see the culmination of so many decades of demonizing the questioning of anything. You can't question dictates from the government. You definitely can't question events that have occurred in the past. Oh, no. How dare you? How dare you think for yourself? They can tell you whatever the hell they want. It doesn't matter how illogical, inconsistent, or unreasonable it is. Merely asking them to explain it is a despicable conspiracy theory, and you are a danger to humanity and should be silenced one way or another. Whether it's losing your job, maybe even going to jail. How dare you question Lord Fauci when he gives you dictates that make no damn sense at all.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazy as things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And then hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the info war. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
There it is. We're having fun today, folks. We're having fun watching the world burn, aren't we? Isn't it fun just watching our every right be trampled over, watching our population divided to keep us more easily controlled? Isn't it fun? Of course not, but we can laugh a little bit to cover our rage. Let's go to the phone call, shall we? We've got Hobbs in Nebraska. Hobbs in Nebraska, thanks for calling in. You want to talk about an Australian Navy event with an adverse reaction? What's this about, Hobbs?
Hey, good morning, Harrison. Good morning, InfoWars. Yeah, so this is a few weeks old. I tried to call in on it when I first heard about it and couldn't get through. But I'm in a group chat, and a friend of ours from Australia posted something that he had found on Facebook from like a local news source that one of Australia's warships, the HMAS Sydney, was taken out of commission briefly because a full 80% of the crew suffered adverse side effects from the vaccines, and 8 of them had to be hospitalized.
Oh, my God.
And we talked about it for a little bit, and then he's like, oh, that post just got pulled down off of Facebook, and I think the story got fully memory-holed because I haven't seen or heard anything about it since.
I'm finding it here on Australian Associated Press. Of course, when you search this, the first thing that comes up is, why Australia is in hysterics over the Navy twerking dance. You're going to be taken over by China. You know that, right, Australia? But look, they're twerking. We like twerking. What's that coming over the horizon? Is that a flotilla of Chinese warships? Stop twerking, guys. Stop twerking. Get to work. But here it is. Australia Navy vaccine side effects post is all at sea. So this is saying that the overwhelming of Australian Navy personnel developed severe side effects following COVID-19 vaccination, reducing the number of healthy staff by half. Let's see here. At the time of the writing, the post had more 30,000 shares. The analysis says that approximately 500 Australian Defence Force members assisting with the country's frontline pandemic response have received the COVID-19 vaccinations, while the HMAS Sydney crew who were vaccinated experienced mild side effects. At a Department of Defense spokesperson said none of the reactions were severe and the ship's personnel was not reduced to half. So this may have been an exaggerated post, it's looking like. Of course, who's to say? Who's to say, right? I mean, do you trust any of this? Because
not really.
Right, Hobbs? Because it's like, yeah, maybe it's real, maybe it's not. If it was real, do you really think the Australian Navy would report the facts? Do you really think the Australian media would damage the reputation of the vet? We don't want to scare people away from getting the vaccine. So we've got to hide this. We've got to hide the severe reactions. Let people get the vaccine, and they'll find out for themselves whether or not they die. There's a post on Facebook that I think you were pointing out here. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, whether or not this story is true, we definitely have stories here in America of entire schools having to be shut down because their staff all took the vaccine at once and all got sick. So it's not out of the realm of possibility. It just may have been a little bit exaggerated there, according to the Associated Press, who we know only deals with facts. I mean, they'll never lie to you. They're the media, after all. Thanks for the call, Hobbs. We're going to have to go to more of your calls in the next segment because we are running out of time here. I should say, now that it's the second hour and I haven't really done so yet, you got to go to InfoWarsStore.com if you want to see this program on the air, if you want to see us down at the border like Owen Schroyer and the InfoWars crew is now and was yesterday, getting breaking footage and finding themselves alone. No other media down on the border. Not a single camera in sight other than the InfoWars crew. That's the type of exclusive coverage you get by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And that essential vitamin combo pack, 50% off, Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Winter Sun. It's about to run out, so get it now.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control Big Pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control Big Tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and Band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal has begun. We're going to go directly out to your phone calls. Later in the program, I do have several videos that I'm very excited to show you, including a completely absurd, just outrageous statement by none other than the American UN ambassador, I should say, about how white supremacy itself is weaved into our founding documents and principles. I covered this yesterday when I was sitting in on the war room, because Owen Schroyer, of course, is down on the border. We were Skyping with him. Rex Jones was in studio, and we covered this a little bit yesterday. But it was kind of stuck in my head. I did some research after the show yesterday. Even after 6 hours on air and about 12 hours at the office, something about this woman's statement that really stuck in my craw. And I had to do some research and some digging, so I did that. We'll bring that to you later in the program. Many other videos to show you, more stories to cover and really break down in detail. But let's go back to the phone calls. The phone lines filled up rather quickly, and I got to do my duty and not let you stay on hold too long. Let's go to Jack in Illinois. Wants to talk about the PCR test. PCR test, which was used for a little less than a year to determine our COVID numbers, that they basically, it was like literally Joe Biden inaugurated. An hour later, they're like, oh, by the way, all the COVID numbers, totally false, totally fake, totally not true. PCR test, not reliable. Those numbers basically made up. You know, thanks for submitting and electing Joe Biden president. Now we can tell the truth about the COVID severity and all that jazz. So Jack from Illinois is calling about that PCR test. Thanks for calling in, Jack. What's your comment on this PCR test?
Good morning, Harrison. Hey, morning. I was speaking with one of my friends who's a physician yesterday, and he made a very interesting point. Essentially, he had somebody who had the sniffles, a kid, and they were withholding the child from school. And so they came to him, you know, to get cleared in order to go back, because now any sniffle, any allergy, whatever is considered COVID. So he and the three family members in rapid test that you can get at like Walgreens or whatever.
Sure.
And all three of the members, family members, came through positive, but they really weren't showing any symptoms. So what he did is he ordered the PCR test, and he told me yesterday, which was very odd, he said the PCR test now came back negative for all three.
Hmm.
So my idea, I think, is what is happening is when they originally turned that cycle threshold up on the PCR test, they've now dialed that back, and they're doing pretty much the exact, you know, in order to, you know, reopen and the vaccine's working and all the BS they're trying to spin around this.
Right.
But now, in order to keep the numbers up, I think the problematic part of this equation is the rapid test. I think the rapid tests are created a ton of false positives now. So I found that a very interesting conversation I had. And the funny thing is, I've never talked to this guy about any of this stuff, really. He brought it up.
Right.
So it was completely volunteer information. In fact, I think he's vaccinated himself and believes in all that. I did want to point out a really good article. It's called the title of the article is called "The COVID Dissident Taking on China." It's on the website Unheard, UNHERD, if the Info Warriors could get a hold of this. It talks about this guy, Feng Jian, played a central role in the World Health Organization inquiry of the origins of COVID-19. It also talks about a group here called Drastic. Drastic is a they're like online sleuths, essentially. There's a guy within this group, Drastic, called The Seeker, that's mentioned in this article. And they're an informal guerrilla group of internet sleuths, scientists, and data experts who have spent the past year scouring multiple digital sources for such vital pieces of information about the theory of it being a leak from the lab as opposed to it naturally occurring in nature.
Very
cool. A great article.
Well, yeah, we'll check that out. I'll have the crew pull that in. I mean, again, it's like basic logic and reasoning. It clearly came from a lab. Clearly it leaked from a lab, like just obviously. And then it's like the investigation goes to figure out the source of this, and they like very thoroughly search through the wet market, don't find anything, and then they don't actually investigate the lab. The lab just provides them like a summary that's like, yeah, we checked it out, and it wasn't us. Definitely not us. Go away. Not us. And they just accept that. It's like even that, you know, sometimes you can tell what the truth is just by the way that the cover up happens, right? You know, if you're investigating a murder, the suspect who's, you know, close to the victim and just had a big fight with the victim and is suddenly, you know, doing all of their laundry the day after the victim goes missing and is bleaching their entire house the day after the victim goes. It's like, okay. This looks like a cover-up to me, which makes me suspicious. So when you find out about the investigation, you find out the entire investigation was a cover-up, even if you weren't suspicious before, that itself is evidence of wrongdoing. So thanks for that. Yeah, and then the PCR test or this negative test. I mean, they say that the common cold is a coronavirus, and they've said since the beginning that that just having a cold could make you positive on a test. Remember, there was a leader in a president of a country in Africa who didn't trust the PCR test, didn't trust whichever test he was given. So he did the president of Tanzania. He did the test on the goat and he did a test on like a Coca-Cola. That was an Austrian guy did that in front of the European Parliament. I believe he tested a Coke, but yeah, this Tanzanian president was testing like a mango and a goat and it was all coming back positive. Wonder what happened to that guy. I wonder what happened to that president of Tanzania. Oh, what's that? Oh, he's dead. Oh, they killed him. Oh, okay. All right. Never mind. Right. Whoops. That's what you get for testing it, right? Incredible. So, yeah, these tests are completely unreliable. Thanks for the call, Jack. Let's go to Cody in Canada, whose mother just had the second dose of the vaccine. Thanks for calling in, Cody. You're on the air.
Good morning, Harrison.
Good morning.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to start with a quote here about George Orwell, very fitting. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. So I'd like to tell you guys about my mother. She's early 60s. She is in a nursing home. My brother, my younger brother, and me, we don't see eye to eye. We have differences in opinions. He's all for this vaccine and all this propaganda, you know. And so I've done the research. And anyway, so my brother kind of went to the go-ahead to get my mom vaccinated there back at the in February, the beginning of March. So she got the first, and then she got the second about 2 weeks later, and then she was starting to come down with some problems in her lungs there. It's not asthma. Pneumonia there.
Pneumonia,
she actually had to go to the hospital twice for pneumonia. It kind of weakened her immune system and just opened her up there to just for stuff to really hurt her, and so she's really, really fatigued. She can't really get out of bed. She can't really walk too much. Just super, super tired, and so it does cause damage. Like it does cause death. It does cause damage. That is the truth. People have to be careful of getting it. They you know, don't trust it. Like it's just the government has no right to tell us what we can and cannot do. That is fascism. That is wrong. That and what they're pushing for is death and destruction. And, you know, InfoWars is awesome. You guys are over the target. That's why you guys are getting so much flack. But awesome job yesterday with the coverage there with you, Owen, yourself, and Rex there. And mad respect to InfoWars. You guys are doing a good job, and I just want to say God bless you. Keep up the good work there.
Well, thank you so much, Cody. I really appreciate that, and I love hearing from our international callers, even though Canada doesn't feel like it's too far away. It is great to know that we are going worldwide. I mean, Canada is just one of the many nations that we get callers from, and I always appreciate that. And I'm sorry about your mother. That, you know, I hope she does better. Obviously, she has my prayers, and I really don't like talking about my family, but my grandmother got the vaccine and is experiencing heart troubles right now, and it's very brutal to think that people that we know and love could be victims of this globalist scheme. When we get back on the other side, we'll talk a little bit more about what Cody was just saying in terms of forcing the vaccination.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country. I'm going to say it again. I am not lecturing you. I'm lecturing myself. I need to take vitamin mineral infusion every day. It tastes great. It's all natural. It's got all the vitamins, all the minerals that are essential, and amino acids. Mix it up in the morning, a little quarter scoop. Fill the whole pitcher with a whole scoop. It lasts you 4 or 5 days in the refrigerator. Pour yourself a big glass with ice. And it's so good in the morning, at noon, at night. But whatever you do, get in that one glass a day. It's been sold out for a while. It's back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com for your immune system, your body's defenses, but especially your family and friends and old folks and people with darker skin need higher vitamin D3 and other things. It's all in here, so tell folks about it or give it as a gift. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com, and Winter Sun, super high-quality vitamin D3, back in stock, also discounted. Both these are 40% off individually, 50% off together at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
I say it as almost a joke, but it's like, I don't know. I'm a very humble person, normally. I don't like to brag about myself very much, but I'm never wrong. I'm never wrong. It's just, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen for a simple reason. If I don't know that I'm right, then I don't say the thing that I think, right? It's like, it's not that difficult. And what I mean by this is, like, I don't hold extreme views about things that aren't guaranteed. I'm just thinking about the fact that, you know, this caller calls in, he talks about his mother going through extreme adverse reactions from the vaccine. And it's not that we're holding the extreme position of, like, these vaccines should be outlawed or, you know, should be illegal to get vaccines. It's the position of liberty. It's, if you want the vaccine, you can get the vaccine. I think it's a bad idea. I don't think you should. The other side always holds the most extreme version. It's not just you should take the vaccine. It's you have to take the vaccine or you're a bad person. You should be punished. You should be disincluded from public life if you refuse to get the vaccine. It's always the most extreme, right? And so they're always wrong. And then when they're wrong, they can't admit that they're wrong. If I'm ever wrong, and I eagerly await the day, I'll be happy to admit that I'm wrong and just change my mind. If I'm like, I believe this very thoroughly, and someone's like, here's video that disproves that, I'll be like, okay, now I believe what's on the video because I see it with my own eyes. It's evidence there. I couldn't care less because my ego's not wrapped up in it. These people have their ego wrapped up in it. And what they're doing is, it's necessary for their ego to be wrapped up in it. It's necessary for them to take that most extreme position as a psychological lever to keep them under control. It's really hard to explain. But, you know, constant comparisons between what happened on January 6th and what happened over the previous year. And it was a lot of people trying to claim that we were hypocrites because it's like, well, you wanted the protesters of Black Lives Matter to be arrested, and now you're mad that the January 6th people are being arrested. And setting aside the scale, the destruction, the complete iniquity between these two events, months and months of destruction, 20 plus deaths, murders, chaos, mobs of communists literally taking over entire sections of cities and not allowing the cops in to investigate murders that take place. I mean, just the scale, entirely different. But you'll never find a clip of me saying, arrest every single person who protested. We just wanted them to arrest the violent ones. We just want them to arrest the ones burning down buildings, breaking into police precincts, attacking the cops, breaking into Foot Lockers and looting the place. That's who we wanted arrested. That's not what the people on the left want. The people on the left want everybody who was there in Washington, D.C. to be arrested. They want everybody who expressed the opinion that the election couldn't be trusted to be arrested. They want total tyranny. And in a way, again, it's almost necessary. So, like, it, you know, if you take this extreme position and you go, everybody that even questioned the election should be arrested as a domestic terrorist, are you going to be open to evidence that maybe the election wasn't as fair as you might think? Of course not, because your ego is wrapped up in holding this extreme position. And when faced with alternative information, you'll go even farther to the wrong side, to the incorrect side. So I don't know. My ego is not wrapped up in the beliefs I have. I'm just looking at reality. I'm just looking at the evidence. And if you can show me the alternative evidence, then I'll change my mind. It's very simple. These people don't think that way. So we don't say, you know, the everyone who gets the vaccine should be arrested, but they say everybody who doesn't get the vaccine should be excluded from public life. So like they hold these extreme views. We just hold the views of human freedom. If you want to take the vaccine, take the vaccine. If you want to commit suicide, commit suicide. I think it's a stupid idea. I think it's bad. I think it's wrong. But you have the freedom to do it. So how are you going to prove me wrong on that? You're going to come out and be like, ah, see, you should have. It's like, I always said you could have. I never held the extreme other position. Anyway, it's just weird. It's just so bizarre constantly being called like extremist, domestic terrorist. And we're literally just like, we want free elections. We want fair elections. We want bodily choice. We want bodily autonomy and sovereignty over our own physical being, spiritual being. And they're just like, you're an extremist. Okay. Weirdos. I think I'm rambling at this point. Let's go to Chris in Missouri. Save me, Chris. I'm just trying to wrap my head around what it's like to tell the truth in a empire of lies, as that previous caller stated. I guess that's where we are. Telling the truth in an empire of lies may make you go crazy. Thanks for calling in, Chris. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Patterson? So this is something like I found out a couple like years ago. And so like once COVID happened and everybody was like saying all the false narratives about how disease works, I've been trying my best just to like explain this the best way like I found out. And basically like everything's in the Bible. Like the last chapter of like the Bible is Revelation. That's basically like once everything that happens in the Bible happens, like or in like the future between now and like say like 2035 happens exactly how it's laid out in the Bible, then people are going to know for sure that like our God is real and Jesus Christ is the only way, the truth, and life. And basically, like what I found out is like disease is based on your connectivity to God. Now I'm not talking about like putting like things that cause cancer and like the man-made stuff. I'm talking about like disease, like in terms of like pruning, because what it is like the speed of light is constant. So the only way you can be in Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light, right? So the only way you separate yourself from the light is through sin, and how God knocks you back is through pruning. And God prunes everybody he loves. So it's like I would have like, and I sinned a lot in the past, so I would sin or like say, if you're fake, your like throat gets filled with sand, or like coffers, like in terms of like language with money. So if you look up like the entity, like for example, doing this proves like the eye of the needle. Like Jeff Bezos, when he did his interview with his brother, who seems like a really good guy, I'm sure like Jeff Bezos was blessed in a lot of ways. He's just like the eye of the needle is like, you know, there's like 10 million people that are starving to death per year. He's got what he's got. You know, it's like he's got to make a decision like which way he's going to go. And it seems like he's just trying to get off the planet. I don't know if I have more time to explain like the rest of it. It just I basically figured out. Like to be honest, like I did like acid and like marijuana, and it's through introspection. And like I don't know, I just tell everybody to read the Bible. And then I want to say something about like David Icke too, because like David Icke is like one of like the most great people. He's definitely like a hero of mine, and I think he is missing. And he's been like disillusioned by the Christian faith, like a lot of people have, because like the fake churches. And,
yeah,
like, the
that's very true. Hey, we'll be right back, Chris.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists. but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. We're ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, an additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the info war. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com, take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Remember that this program, the Alex Jones Show, the War Room, all of the videos that we come out with, band.video itself, newswars.com, infowars.com, the technological backing, all of it, everything we do here is brought to you entirely by you, by going to infowarsstore.com. And right now we have the Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Winter Sun Plus Vitamin D3 supplement. Both of those are 40% off together. You can buy them and they're 50% off. Now, that's an old graphic. That graphic says 4 days left. I believe it's only 3 days left now. There, look at that. Look at that. I say it and it happens. I'm a magician and now you only have 3 days left. So make sure to go and take advantage of this. I thought it was funny that, because I always say, you know, Winter Sun Plus, that is the one supplement I never miss a day of. And I've said this multiple times. You know, I take a lot of the supplements, but winter sun, especially through the COVID season. This has been my shield. I take it every single day, no matter what. I just have one sitting on my desk so I never, ever forget. I tend to forget things, but they're not just directly in front of me. And then yesterday, Rex Jones comes on, and he's like, hey, man, I want to talk about vitamin mineral fusion. So I'm like, yeah, of course, let's do it. And he's like, vitamin mineral fusion is the one thing I take every single day. He literally says like exactly what I say about winter sun, except he said it about vitamin mineral fusion. I thought that was kind of funny. And now we have the combo pack. So I take winter sun every single day of my life. Rex Jones takes vitamin mineral fusion every single day of his life. You can buy them both together and get 50% off. And if you spend $75 or more, you get a $10 or more gift. So you get a gift that's worth $10 or more. And of course, our shirts are $17.76. Buy our incredible shirts. They're of the highest quality fabric, the highest quality printing available. They last for years and years and years and never degrade in the way that cheap shirts tend to do. So these are inexpensive shirts, but they are not cheap. They are not poorly made. They're very well made. They will last a very long time, and they will let you on a daily basis, in a very subtle way, let those around you know that you're an enemy of the globalist and a friend of fellow patriots. And I'm telling you, you get more patriots coming up to you saying, hey, cool shirt, man, than you do getting nasty looks from liberals. It's true. Even in a liberal city like Austin, far, far more likely to meet somebody friendly, in a friendly way, because of the shirts, the InfoWars shirts that I wear, than you are to get, you know, nasty looks or anything like that. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. You're getting a great product, whether it's the supplements, the t-shirts, or anything else on that site. You're getting a great product, and you're supporting the information war that we are waging right now. I'm going to go back to the phone calls. Simon in Florida and Elias, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, in West Virginia. We'll go to your calls in just a second, but I want to show you some videos because I got a lot of videos to show you, and let's do that now. Here is a video from the protest yesterday, fourth day of riots there in Minnesota. Here are protesters attacking a member of the media, hitting him square on the head with a water bottle. Clip number 10, here it is, protesters throwing a water bottle at a CNN crew member. Stop being peaceful. Then he goes down, and we'll have to pull down the audio here because of the curse words being thrown around. But this is not a rare occurrence. Savannah Hernandez has been beaten up by Antifa for covering their protest. Multiple people in Austin, I know personally, have been beaten up at protests by Antifa. Anytime you try to go and stream Antifa events, they have literal strategies where, like, certain minions are they're the media disruptor people, and they – oh, see, this is her protest. So that's even a little bit different, right? She's actually protesting here, and there's people attacking her, which is, you know, not acceptable but understandable because these people are insane. But it's a whole different thing when you have these liberals who are constantly, the media is the most important people ever. The media, we must protect the media from the dangerous Trump supporters. And then, like, the media shows up to leftist rallies and they get attacked. They get literally physically attacked. Fox News guy was attacked during a Black Lives Matter rally last year. I mean, it happens over and over and over again. You know, during January 6th, there was a brief moment where some of the protesters were smashing the equipment of the media, but nobody was there. There were no people getting hurt. It was after 4 years of total demonization, being called Nazis, being, you know, metaphorically spit on by the media, maybe getting a tripod bent isn't the worst thing to happen. But look, what happens at the Antifa rallies is people are trying to cover it, and Antifa attacks you or holds an umbrella up in front of your camera because what they're doing is committing crimes. What they're doing is illegal. They know what they're doing is wrong, and they know that if the wider American public was actually privy to what they are engaged in, their support would plummet. So they block your camera. They go up and they attack you, physically attack members of the media. And then the media just celebrates. It just goes along. Like, and this is the amazing thing. In fact, there was a tweet, and I'll find it. It's the guy that got attacked. And if you watch my coverage of the Jonestown massacre, and we'll go ahead and play this next one. This is protesters chasing an entire CNN crew away from the police precinct. We'll go ahead and roll that in the background since we can't play the audio anyway. I'll talk over it. But yeah, they're literally chasing the CNN crew away. And then this guy that got attacked, that got knocked out by a water bottle, got chased out of the area under threat of violence. He tweets out like, I still support the protesters. You remember when I was covering Jonestown and you'd hear about like a 15-year-old girl being severely beaten by members of her cult because she was accused of something she didn't actually do. And the parents of that girl were like, this is horrible. We got to get out of here. We can't allow them just to beat you for something that you didn't do. And the little girl's like, no, it was good. I'm glad they did. I'm thankful for them punishing me. It's keeping me in line. These people are in a death cult. So just imagine you go to cover, you're on the side of these protesters. You go to cover their event. They attack you. They throw things at you. They chase you away. They knock you out. And then you're like, I still love you. I still am on your side. I'm sorry for being there. I'm sorry for trying to do my job. I'm in the wrong. You're in the right. These people are literally members of a death cult. Every action they take is exactly similar to a death cult. There they are being pelted with eggs. They're on the same side. These people are there to do the bidding of Antifa. And Antifa are just these rabid animals who just don't understand anything, really, and are attacking the people that are there to support them. And then the people that are there to support them, their heads bloodied, like bandage over their eye, and they're just like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for trying to cover you. I'm sorry for going to your protest. I deserve to be beaten. I deserve to be punished. It's like, all right, you're in a death cult, okay? We're trying to get you out of it, and this is what happens when you try to get somebody out of a death cult. They attack you. They lash out. They think it's good that they're being punished. They think it's good that they're being accused of things they didn't do and punished for that. I don't know. It's a literal death cult. It truly is insane. Maybe one day, instead of saying drink the Kool-Aid, we'll say take the vaccine. Hey, man, don't take the vaccine. Don't fall for it. Oh, there it is. Miguel Marquez. My team and I are fine, and I appreciate your concern. I hope for equal justice under the law, and we'll continue to report on this vital story as it unfolds. I still support you. I still hope for equal justice under the law. It was mostly peaceful. It was a mostly peaceful assault. I was mostly peacefully assaulted, and I still love them, and I still support them, and I'll still continue to fight for what they fight for. I'm a little dizzy. I'm going to go lay down now. I can't see straight. I still love you. Thank you for hurting me. Thank you. It was a mostly peaceful assault, a mostly peaceful concussion.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes, we're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
When I tell you to supplement your natural diet so you'll be healthier and fund the InfoWar at the same time, I'm not lecturing you. I eat too much red meat, I drink too much, I work too much, I have my own issues with stress. But I can tell you, without Winter Sun, without Vitamin Mineral Fusion, without Lung Cleanse, all three of which I take every day, I would not be able to continue in what I do. These are amazing products. And if you don't have the essential vitamins and minerals, you're not going to be able to function. In fact, you're going to die. That's why people starve for lack of food. These products have it all concentrated in one place for you to make sure that every essential vitamin mineral you need, you get. The D3, the K, in Winter Sun, and all of them together with amino acids in Vitamin Mineral Fusion and then Lung Cleanse. Research it for yourself. It's amazing. They're all 50% off together, 40% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. Back in stock for a limited time, and it funds the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, the phone lines have been very, very hot this morning. They've been totally full and continue to fill up. So let's go to the calls and try to get through them as quickly as possible. That's up to you, the callers. Let's see if we can't make our point as quickly as possible so we can give a chance for other people to get in. Let's go to Simon in Florida. Let's talk about where the migrants are being transported. We know they're being put on planes and flown all around the United States. Thanks for calling in, Simon. You're on the air.
Thank you very much, Harrison. I've got a big story for you this morning. You may or may not have been aware, though it has been reported by the Washington Examiner and the Daily Mail, that the Biden administration has given a no-bid contract to a small faith-based charity called Family Endeavors, based in San Antonio, Texas.
Right.
This contract is actually the second one they've received. The first was $87 million. The second one, which is no bid, i.e. just directly given to them without a tender, $530 million.
You know, I had not heard about that second one. All of the crew, print me out that right now. And maybe somebody on the border that's on the border now with InfoWars can look into that.
Yes, but what's very, very significant and wasn't really understood in the articles is the director of migrant services for that organization, who is a new hire, whose appointment was announced on resident Biden's inauguration day, the former ICE employee, so you've got a classic revolving door.
Right.
And before he was appointed to that position, he was on the Biden transition team advising them on the appointment of senior staffers in the Department of Homeland Security. So he literally was recommending the people that he's now going to be, first of all, receiving the migrants from Customs and Border Patrol, and then will be helping them with their amnesty applications in due course through the other person that he was involved in recommending, which was Jadu, who's the newly named appointee to be the head of U.S. Customs and Immigration Services, who no doubt will be involved in amnesty.
Wow, yeah, that's incredible. You know, that's what we were covering yesterday on the War Room with Owen Schroyer on the border. We were just in awe at the scale of the construction that was going on. We just were going over and over how much money is being made from this and how this is a just complete scam that is filling the pockets of some very bad people. And so with this revelation, what you're telling us is that the $87 million contract, which itself inspired a lot of ire, has now been superseded by a $500 million contract, no bid, to a charity that's being run by a guy who was in the Biden transition team. So you have a guy in the Biden transition team suggesting people go into offices, and then he leaves the Biden transition team, joins this nonprofit, and then the people that he put in office give his nonprofit a $500 million no-bid contract. Folks, this is a total scam. They are making billions off of your tax dollars and their scam that they are running. It is a 100% scam. Absolutely incredible. That is some great information, Simon, and I really, really thank you for bringing that to us. I'd love to hear more, but I've got to get to other calls. But fantastic information. I'm very glad that you've brought our awareness to this. A conspiracy theory, right? If you could only map the interchange between the corporations that are benefiting from the Biden administration and the people that were once or are now in the Biden administration, it literally is a revolving door. It would look like a spider web. They're all completely intertwined, and they are milking the American people for everything we are worth. Incredible. Let's go to, is it Elias or Elias in West Virginia? Elias? Elias? Maybe I'm pronouncing it so wrong you don't even know it's you. Is it Elias or Elias?
It's Elias.
Elias. All right. Thank you very much for calling in, sir. You are on the air.
Yeah. So, hey, first of all, you know, I appreciate you. You're a super smart guy. Thanks for helping me wake up in the morning. To everybody listening right now, when I say this, it's not an understatement. The vitamins and minerals that we're missing in our diets is so important. Yep. I literally start my day with the vitamin and mineral support, like you talked about. I've got a bunch of other products. As a matter of fact, I ordered a few other boxes of it, and I have some, a friend of mine, her kids had COVID supposedly, right? So thankfully it's just the flu, some chicken noodle soup, but I did deliver them a bottle of vitamin and mineral fusion.
Oh, fantastic.
That's going to help them quick. But really, out of all of those, the iodine, you know, think about it, your pineal gland, it's like the third eye, right? The chakra. And we all understand this is a spiritual battle,
right?
Satan hates the fact we're made in God's image and is trying to take that away. And for me, without the iodine, I think it's the most important thing. It's like having the engine on, but the transmission is slipping. So if you guys aren't taking that, make sure and get on that. So hopefully I can help you. There's not really, I want to be careful with what I say here, Harrison. But, you know, the FBI is definitely listening to this phone call. So 2 months ago, I went through the same thing that Sam went through. By the FBI came in and flashbanged me and came with about 20 agents with assault rifles. And it was the whole entire, you know, show.
Wow.
Since then, I've been through a lot. I've learned a lot. And I'm hoping – I actually have some video of Sam. Listen, think of it, guys. So I'm a big quantifier, right? You have to know what something is and know what something else is. And so, you know, there was a million people there on that day. And so, you know, 10% of a million is 100,000. 1% is 10,000. 1/10 of 1% is 1,000. And literally, statistically, 0.01%, Harrison, were like these, you know, roughly 100 people that were bad people, if that.
Right.
This is absurd, the narrative they push. It reminds me of this Bible verse, Second Peter 3:3-5, which basically says in the end times, the scoffers will be willfully ignorant. But I would love to talk to you guys. I really admire what you do. But yeah, I am one of the 300 Capitol supposed, you know, rioters. Mm-hmm. I don't even think I saw a fist fight. But I've got a ton of video. I'm not the best editor, but I've been working on some things. But my life's been a total nightmare. They follow me around to the gym and whatnot. It's just the things I've been through. And a lot of it, you know, I really don't want to talk about. But I will tell you, I've got multiple attorneys at this point, and yeah, there's a group of them getting together to get a lot of these cases thrown out, hopefully. You know, I walked by 12 police officers with guns. No one said, don't come in here.
Right.
You know, I was there. You know, it was on video. I have a YouTube channel with almost, you know, 9,600 subscribers. I just turned it back on.
What's that? What's that YouTube? Go ahead and plug it.
My first and last name. It's Elias Costianis.
Elias Costianis. Okay.
Yeah. And so I pulled down a bunch of videos, but I had a Stop the Steal playlist. When I got fired from my job last month. So right after it happened, wow, you know, I got to work and my boss said, you know, have you Googled yourself? I said, no. And there's all these stories. So here's something interesting also I'll tell you about my experience. So NBC News was kind enough to blow out my address. CBS News didn't show my address once or twice, not three times. They literally showed my address four times and the back door broken out where the initial group of SWAT came in.
Wow.
One of my attorneys, $1,000 an hour gentleman, said they do this so that way they'll rob you when you're in jail. But you know, they said, hey, what were you doing down there? I said, I was gathering content for a story. They literally didn't even know I had a YouTube channel. They didn't take the time to Google my name.
Right.
So, you know, we're fighting it, obviously. But I think I would certainly like to help Sam. And I legitimately have video of him. He was, it's nothing bad. Obviously, I don't think anyone's denying that he was there. But it's a great clip. I'll have to forward it to you. We can put it on the show.
Yeah, please do. Especially if you have a Twitter, that's the easiest way to reach out to us. But it's amazing. And your math is exactly right. Right. There's a million people there, by the way, probably the largest single protest in the history of Washington, D.C., but possibly in the history of America. There have been bigger protests across multiple cities, but to have 1 million people in a single place is unprecedented in American history. So you have 1 million people coming together to protest. That represents the fury and the anger felt by 75 million people across the entire country. This wasn't – and literally, if you go and if you search like how many people were at this rally, I think it was the Rally to Save America was the official name – The fact-checking sites say, well, most news reporters said thousands. They say thousands. That's what they say. Not tens of thousands, not hundreds of thousands. They say thousands of people were there. And some headlines say things like, thousands of far-right extremist white supremacists showed up to raid the – it's like there were 1 million people from every walk of life in Washington, D.C. that day. 1 million people, and as Elias points out, 0.01% of them actually was engaged in any sort of illicit or you know, ill-advised activity. And even out of them who actually like broke windows, who actually like attacked cops, maybe a dozen, right? I mean, so minuscule, it would be funny if it wasn't, you know, the excuse they're using to lock up patriots.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it. Me too. Believe me, I'm one of them. But it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Gosh darn, folks, we are getting some amazing information from our callers today. We're going to go back to the calls in just a minute. It might take me a second because, like I said, I watched this video of the UN ambassador that Biden is now sending to represent yours truly, represent us together, the American people, who she hates and thinks that our very DNA is tainted with white supremacy. Truly incredible. So that kind of pissed me off last night, and I did some research, so I want to present that to you in the next two segments. So we'll be taking your calls in the latter half of this hour, and that includes Terry, D, Joe, and For the Republic in Georgia, as well as Ryan in Florida. So folks, y'all can stay on the line, then I will be happy to go to you. But I really want to go to a couple of these stories, especially on the heel of that call from Elias, who was talking about his door being kicked in, the media spreading his address, getting fired from his job, all for what? For walking into the Capitol when he walked by at least 12 police officers. Not a single one of them actually told him to stop or attempted to prevent him from entering. Reminds me very much of this story from Gateway Pundit. Pregnant single mother raided by the FBI and detained for a week after going through an open door at the U.S. Capitol. She now faces over 30 years in prison. Her name is Felicia Conold of Arizona. She was on a road trip celebrating being alive after a bad accident left her with a broken back and half her face ripped off in 2020. She'd been through some tragic circumstances. She'd never traveled before, so for the first time in her life, she'd been taking road trips through the country that she loves so dearly with her brother, while also homeschooling her 10-year-old son. When Conald heard that Donald Trump was going to be speaking in D.C., the siblings, her brother and her, decided to add a stop to their road trip plan. She'd never been to a protest before and did not really know what to expect. In fact, she did not even expect there to be a protest, just a rally. What she did know is that patriotic Americans who loved their president were not often treated kindly, and she had a little boy that needed her. So she packed a medical kit and brought some extra protective layers to make sure she would get home safe should leftists attack the event, which was very smart. The previous two events, Stop the Steal Caravan and the Million MAGA March, both were set upon by leftists, and many, even families of people, were sucker punched and attacked simply for attending that protest. January 6th in D.C. was unlike anything that she would ever experience in her wholesome and quiet life in Arizona, which mostly consists of spending time in her small mobile home, gardening, taking care of her animals, and homeschooling. Conald still did not realize it was a protest when she followed the crowd of fellow Trump supporters to the Capitol. The door to the building was wide open, and police seemed to be allowing people inside, so she went in. She was kind and friendly to police and left quickly when she was told that people were not supposed to be there. When the arrests of Capitol rioters started, she assumed that she would be okay. After all, she didn't do any harm. She thought the people who were being arrested were the ones who were violent or engaging in vandalism, not the peaceful people like her. But a month after the protest, she was yanked from her bed at gunpoint by the FBI. Her entire street was blocked off and crowded with unmarked vehicles. Her small mobile home was raided, and a two-page long list of her belongings was seized. Conald is 4 months pregnant. Her son always wanted a sibling. The expecting mother was detained for an entire week. Bizarrely, the FBI told her not to speak to other law enforcement agencies. Upon her release, Konald found that her social media accounts were all removed. She was even banned from the stock trading app Webull. The media was smearing her as an insurrectionist and painting her to be someone that she's not, while all traces of her life and who she really is vanished from the internet. Without social media, it's nearly impossible to defend yourself against these smears. The media could now paint her as any cartoon villain that they wanted, and people couldn't look at her happy and normal social media accounts to see otherwise. Speaking to the Gateway Pundit, Konald said that she would just like to say that myself nor 90% of the people hunted down and rotting in jail are who they're making us out to be. Through the tireless efforts of Americans, the truth will prevail. She'd also sent two quotes that she'd written in her journal that had been running through her mind. If we do not hang together, we will most assuredly hang separately. That's from Benjamin Franklin. Absolutely incredible, folks. A pregnant woman, a single mother, who simply walked through the open doors past police officers of the Capitol, facing 30 years in prison. This is unacceptable.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we will go to your calls just as soon as possible, but I want to get through a very important, I think, couple of segments. Certainly a sensitive topic that we'll be discussing here. Hopefully I can tread this line expertly. Bring you the truth, let you know the reality of the situation, and express my feelings about it without having to censor myself for the benefit of those that would read incorrectly or dishonestly into what I'm about to say. First, let's play this video. It's Biden's UN ambassador, Linda Thomas Greenfield. She did an interview with the National Action Network, which I believe is Al Sharpton's network, National Action Network. She did this interview. Now, the beginning of this statement of hers is pure saccharine talking point nonsense jibber jabber. Okay. But then she gets into the real meat and potatoes of the situation, and that's what I want to address. So here she is, Biden's UN ambassador, representative for all Americans on the international stage, Linda Thomas Greenfield, and how she feels about the country that she supposedly serves.
Of course, when we raise issues of equity and justice at the global scale, we have to approach them with humility. We have to acknowledge that we are an imperfect union and have been since the beginning. And every day we strive to make ourselves more perfect and more just. In a diverse country like ours, that means committing to do the work. It means learning and understanding more about each other. It means engaging trailblazing groups like yours to teach, to grow, to include, to improve. It means not forgetting our past or ignoring our present, but keeping both firmly in mind as we push for a better future. I tried to do this recently in the UN General Assembly when I spoke on the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. That day and commemoration was personal for me. So I told the UN some personal stories. I told them how my great-grandmother, Mary Thomas, born in 1865...
Let's pause right there. Was the child of a slave, but was born free. So this woman is elderly. She could probably be somebody's grandmother. Yet she's saying that her great-grandmother was born free in America. The question is, how many generations is this going to be used as an excuse? Honest question. We're six generations now removed? Let's see. If she has a grandkid, that means people alive now, their great, 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 great grandparents were born free, weren't even slaves. The closest slave to them would be their great, 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 great grandparent. Oh, but this is of the utmost importance. This is in the forefront of their mind. It's insane. It's absurd. So this elderly woman, her great-great-grandmother was a slave. It's deplorable. Nobody here likes slavery. We're libertarians, after all. Just to keep in context and in your mind, how far removed we are from the historical situation that this woman is about to bring up as if it is on the forefront of her mind and affects her on a daily basis. It's psychological, all of this. Let's go back.
I told them how my great-grandmother, Mary Thomas, born in 1865, was the child of a slave just three generations back from me. I grew up in the segregated South. I was bused to a segregated school. On weekends, the Klan burned crosses on lawns in our neighborhood. I shared these stories and others to acknowledge on the international stage that I have personally experienced one of America's greatest imperfections. I've seen for myself how the original sin of slavery weaved white supremacy into our founding documents and principles. But I also shared these stories to offer up an insight, a simple truth I've learned over the years. Racism is not the problem of the person who experiences it. Those of us who experience racism cannot and should not internalize it, despite the impact it can have on our everyday lives. Racism is the problem of the racist, and it is the problem of the society that produces the racist. And in today's world, that's every society. In America, that takes many forms. It's the white supremacy that led to the senseless killing of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and so many other black Americans. It's the spike in hate crimes over the past 3 years against Latino Americans, Sikh, Muslim Americans, Jewish Americans, and immigrants. And it's the bullying, discrimination, brutality, and violence that Asian Americans face every day, especially since the outbreak of COVID-19. That's why the Biden administration has made racial equity a top priority across the entire government. And I'm making it a real focus of my tenure at the U.S. mission to the United Nations. But when I say...
All right, shut up. Amazing, isn't it? This is her top priority. Racism. Now, she said an amazing thing there. She said racism is not a problem for the person facing the racism. It's a problem of the racist. In that case, racism isn't real, because real racism is a problem for the person it's being perpetrated against. Under Jim Crow laws or under slavery, it was a problem for black people that were being discriminated against. Right now, it's a problem for white people that are being discriminated against. So, to me, it's amazing that she says racism is the problem of the racist and it's the problem of the society that produces the racist. Oh, by the way, that's every society. So every society is racist. America is uniquely racist because we have racism weaved into our founding documents and ideology, is what she says. But she says it's not a problem for the person being perpetrated on. Nowadays, the racism, as she defines it, is not a problem for the supposed victims, because it doesn't exist, because there is not discrimination against any of the people she listed. which, again, you can save time. Just say not white people. She lists Latino, Sikh, Muslim, Jewish, Asian, Black. Am I missing one? Yeah, white, obviously. And it's a problem if you're applying to school and not getting in because of the race that you are. That is a problem for you, and you are the victim of racism. It's not a problem for the person denying you access to the college. It's not a problem for the person perpetrating the racism. It's a problem for the person who is the subject of the racism. Just like it, under Jim Crow laws, it was a problem for Black people. It wasn't a problem for white people to say, you can't come in our store. What's the problem there? The problem is for the person who's Black and is not allowed into the store. So it's just absurd, this, the way she tries to justify this. Because what she's trying to say is that white people are racist. She says all societies are racist, which is, again, a little bit bizarre. But what she's saying is that America is a white supremacist country because white people are inherently racist. And she's helping you by helping you to not be racist anymore. And how do you stop being racist? You have governmental programs that discriminate against you. But see, that's not a problem for you, the victim now of this racism. So I guess it would be a problem for her now? It doesn't make any sense. It's insane, right? But to me, the most important part of this entire thing is that she says white supremacy led to the senseless killings of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Ahmaud Arbery, and so many other Black Americans. And we hear this time and time again. Every day they're killing Black Americans. Every day Black Americans are dying at the hands of this white supremacist population in America. White people have to be destroyed because Black people are dying every day because of white people. We'll explore that claim on the other side.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years. It is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, Black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And then hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto-ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife,
your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the InfoWar. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Wherever your feet shall tread, rep you said, wherever your feet shall tread, rep.
So Biden's U.S. ambassador says that white supremacy is weaved into America's founding documents and principles. She says that in America, white supremacy takes many forms. It's white supremacy, she says, that led to the senseless killing of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and so many other black Americans. I'd love to not make this racial. I'd love to not be separated by our race. I'd love to treat each other as Americans and understand that when fellow Americans are suffering, it affects us all, and that there are things we can do to improve the lives of each other. I feel for black Americans. I understand the situation that a lot of black Americans are in. It's very different than my situation growing up. They didn't have a lot of options that I had. And I would love to see a world where that wasn't true. The things that are being suggested by race baiters like this don't even pretend to offer solutions. They only compound problems. They only make it worse. We can get into the history of it. We can get into the reality of why black America is not doing as well. Let's just say quickly, half the country back in the 1800s didn't have slaves, half the more than half the population, but half the landmass didn't have a single slave. The southern part of the country had slaves, but the entirety of those slaves were confined to the ownership of around 2% of that population. So you have less than maybe 1% of the American population actually owning slaves at the heights of slavery. But now it's been weaved into our DNA. What about the hundreds of thousands of Americans who died to free the slaves? To look at this healthily, with justice in mind, you would say thank God for those people who died for my freedom. You would say thank God for the people who marched with Martin Luther King and who helped bring about civil rights. And you would curse the people like Lyndon Baines Johnson, who only allowed you to have civil rights if you take the poison pill of government intervention, of welfare, of the various acts that were supposedly to help you and yet have left the black population in a worse state than it even was under Jim Crow. This is undeniable. With the birth rates, 75% unwed mothers, the failure rates, massive, totally skyrocketing. It's been a disaster. So I didn't want to make it racial, but you want to make it racial, let's make it racial, shall we? You say, Linda Thomas Greenfield, that so many black Americans are dying every single day. Now let's put off to the side that George Floyd overdosed on a bunch of drugs, lifelong criminal, Breonna Taylor, her boyfriend fired at the police first, they fired back and hit her. Ahmaud Arbery chased after a guy who was holding a shotgun and tried to take it from him and was himself a notorious criminal. Let's put all that to the side. I don't think they deserve to die. I don't think you deserve to die because you're a criminal. This isn't, you know, some other country on the other side of the world. But I want to very quickly, if I can, in this next 5 minutes, go through just the murders of white people committed by black people in the last 3 months. Let's begin, shall we? Food Network star who adopted a white daughter, 3 years old, and then beat her to death, tweeted about kids' white privilege days before the murder. Victoria Rose Smith was 3 years old when her adoptive parents, Ariel Robinson and Jerry Robinson, specifically the mother, tweeted saying, "In my house, my black children get treated the same as my white children. My white children get treated the same. It's a shame because they have white privilege." Then she beat that three-year-old to death. Here's a story from OK Magazine. Triple murder suspect confesses to killing neighbor, cutting out her heart, and cooking it with potatoes to feed her family, to feed his family. According to OSBI search warrant obtained by the Oklahoman, Lawrence Paul Anderson entered 41-year-old Andrea Lynn Blankenship's home. Anderson advised he killed the female resident and cut her heart out. This one just happened a few days ago. Ex-NFL player Philip Adams broke into a South Carolina home, killed doctor and family. He killed 5 people, including 2 young grandchildren, a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old. Murdered cold blood in their own homes by this guy. From clickorlando.com, March 30th. Man arrested after 12-year-old boy abducted, raped, and shot in face. And there's some pretty horrific video of this. Grandmother and dog murdered while walking at a popular Los Angeles park. You'll notice none of these headlines have races in them, do they? It's hard to find the pictures of these people. It's hard to figure out exactly what's going on here. The media doesn't like reporting this stuff. The suspect first attempted to stab a man, but then when the prospective victim fled, the suspect set his sight on Jean and her dog. He snatched the dog's leash from the owner and yanked the animal away. He started stabbing the dog. When she was trying to save it, he stabbed her instead. A Texas trooper, white guy, is trying to help a stranded motorist. When that stranded motorist opened fire, killing the Texas trooper. Mother of 6 killed in a road rage incident on I-95 near Lumberton, this in North Carolina, on March 26th. Pennsylvania woman was killed. She was a mother of 6. She was driving to a vacation, 47 years old. She was with her husband, her 6 children. Said goodbye to their mother, never saw her again, when she was shot in the head on I-95. Gunman, 21, charged with murder for shooting and killing 10 people. This, of course, in Colorado, in Boulder. Syrian guy killing 10 white people. Teen suspect in custody after 8th grade girl's murder. This was an 8th grade young woman who was walking down the street when some black teenager came up and shot her in the head. Unarmed white woman executed in front of her children by a black police officer. This was revealed in 2021. It actually happened in 2015, but had been covered up by state officials in the 6 years since. Coroner identifies South Carolina city employee killed in random stabbing attack. This was in the city of Florence. And it was a woman who was killed randomly while she was walking through the park. Her name was Penny Phillips. And she was stabbed to death for no reason. San Francisco on New Year's Eve. Deadly hit and run suspect Troy McAllister enters not guilty plea. In San Francisco, 2 women were mowed down by this driver. Who, by the way, I believe, unless I'm mistaken, he was trying to make a getaway after committing burglary. He was driving away from the police and hit 2 women, killing them. We're about halfway through this stack. Spring Breaker woman drugged, raped, found dead in Miami Beach hotel. She went to spring break there in Miami. She ended up raped, drugged, and dead. Thanks to these two young gentlemen. We'll get to more on the other side.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
It's hard to believe that we're already into the middle of April, and our borders collapsing, and world governments being announced, and Joe Biden's coming after our guns and trying to start a war with Russia, but told China they can take over Hong Kong and Taiwan. So China's done a blockade around Taiwan and is threatening to invade Hong Kong. They already sent troops into Hong Kong. This is madness. And our government's been hijacked now by these globalists, and they're trying to shut us down. They took our sponsors away a long time ago. But you sponsor us by buying products direct. So these are already great products you need. Whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, or whether it's Winter Sun, or whether it's Lung Cleanse, they're all 40% off individually, 50% off when you order them in combos or together. But regardless, it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. So at this critical time in history, with all this craziness happening, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to remind you, these are products you and your family already need. And they fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So take advantage of these products today. Find them at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. In fact, you speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you. Because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you, because we know we're all in this together.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Hi, folks. We've seen a three-year-old adopted daughter beaten to death. We've seen a triple murder suspect he admitted to it. Triple murder, killed neighbor, and cut her heart out to eat it. ex-NFL player breaking into the home of a family doctor to kill him and his grandchildren. Six people now dead as a result of that. 12-year-old boy abducted, raped, shot in the face. Grandmother and her dog murdered by stabbing for walking through a Los Angeles park. Texas trooper tried to stop a stranded motorist and found himself killed. Mother of six was shot in the head while driving down I-95. And again, you know, in the mainstream news, the race is never mentioned in these situations. It'll just say stuff like, the driver had dreadlocks, the sheriff said. Gunman, 21, this is a Syrian guy, of course, killing 10 white people. A young woman in eighth grade shot in the head while walking down the street in Henrico near Washington. Man arrested after 12-year-old boy, unarmed white woman executed in front of her children by a black police officer who was in that event was then covered up by state officials. So no marches for her, no chaos, no riots for her, not like Breonna Taylor. No, she was just a just an unarmed white woman executed in front of her children. The South Carolina city employee that was killed in a random stabbing attack in Florence County. And then we've seen this man who committed a robbery and was fleeing when he crashed into and killed two women in San Francisco on New Year's Eve. Now we've moved on to this spring breaker. She's a young woman who was drugged, raped, and found dead in a Miami beach. She was found dead and semi-nude last Thursday. This back from this March. Of course, we all remember an attack, actually, legitimately, literally more deadly than January 6th. That was the U.S. Capitol attack where a white police officer died after a car rammed the security barrier. That's how BBC puts it. He was a follower of Islam. A black nationalist murdered a Capitol police officer. You have this Colorado teen who volunteered at an animal shelter is beaten to death in a parking lot. Heinous act. This was the 20-year-old ex-boyfriend of Danielle Hopton, 18, of Fort Collins. And another man had been arrested and charged in connection with her beating death. There's the guy. Described as a gorgeous, caring, and loving. Go ahead and scroll down. Guys, can we see this girl? There she is. Yeah, just another innocent white girl beaten to death by a black guy. DA plans to charge 14-year-old as adult in fatal shooting of a woman in her vehicle. Pamela Cabriales, 13, was shot in the head while in her SUV on Interstate 25. She was taken to the hospital and died on Wednesday, according to the DA's office. The GoFundMe has set up a college fund for her 5-year-old son. DA's office charged 14-year-old juvenile Neshan Johnson, as well as, he's 18. They also charged an unnamed 14-year-old first-degree murder. Rapper Uzi Marcus's brother was arrested after he killed a 27-year-old white woman and a 15-year-old white girl. He then live-streamed himself fondling and playing with the bodies of these dead women in his apartment. African-American youth murders white Black Lives Matter activist to steal a dirt bike. White Black Lives Matter activist was brutally murdered by an African-American youth this week. The white Black Lives Matter activist was trying to sell the dirt bike to the black man after meeting him on Facebook Marketplace. A racist black man stabbed a 12-year-old in the neck at McDonald's while ranting about white devils. According to local television reports, Turner was muttering about white devils and other anti-white slurs at the crime scene. And then he stabbed a 12-year-old boy in the neck inside of a McDonald's. There's a video that shows the beating of a man on Newport Beach. It was an attack that was caught on video. It was a group of teenagers assaulting a man in Newport Beach, shared widely on social media. There's a man with a gray beard in the middle of a crosswalk when he was set upon, and the person filming the video can be heard encouraging the people doing the beating. Counselor at L.A. Youth Home beaten to death by teens. 25-year-old youth counselor was beaten to death at the Wayfinder Family Services on Saturday, officials say. Police responded to the scene and took seven teenagers into custody. Two teens faced murder charges after allegedly set a man on fire. They're accused of going into the apartment of Stephen Ammenhauser, 53, dousing him with flammable liquid before setting him on fire. Ammenhauser suffered burns over more than 70% of his body before he died. Philadelphia suspect freed on dramatically reduced bail 2 weeks before Temple University graduate Slade walking dog. This guy named Davis L. Josephus, his bail was reduced from $200,000 to $12,000. He was released and he went on to stab to death a 25-year-old Temple University graduate who was walking his dog. Florida man accused of raping a teenage tourist after posing as her Uber driver. A young tourist, 18-year-old Alabama woman, was raped in South Florida after she mistakenly got into the wrong car while waiting for an Uber driver. She was visiting Fort Lauderdale. Retired Connecticut cop killed in a one-punch attack on Las Vegas Strip. This is Thomas Driscoll. He died after being attacked in Las Vegas on February 28th by a black guy there in Las Vegas. Philadelphia man was charged with raping women in a Macy's bathroom. So maybe it's while you're driving down the street. Maybe it's while you're walking through the park. Maybe you're in Macy's. You need to take a little break. You go into the bathroom. Well, little did you know that for 20 minutes, a man has been waiting in the bathroom with cooking skewers. There he set upon a woman, 22-year-old Jaleel Ukwad, hid in the bathroom of Macy's for 20 minutes with cooking skewers to rape a woman who walked in. While trying to escape from police, career criminal Reginald Harris crashed a stolen car head-on into an SUV, killing siblings Dominique and Danica Millis on the spot. There you go. Two young siblings. Small white family. Decimated when this criminal, who, by the way, had 18 felony convictions and 20 misdemeanor convictions. So again, I got no reason to want to make this about race. I in no way am blaming or even really speaking to the vast majority of the black population. But when you have the UN ambassador for America talking about how every day white supremacy is killing scores of black people and that this is a major problem, white people killing black people, white supremacy killing black people, and yet in 3 months you have this enormous litany of totally innocent, totally just have nothing to do with each other. It's not like they got in a fight that got out of control. It's not like they, you know, were fighting with the cops and a gun went off by accident. These are people walking through the park. These are people driving down the road. These are people, one case, a three-year-old who was adopted and killed by her adopted mother in just the last 3 months. This isn't including the entire year before, the years before that. It's not, especially not including an equal or maybe even higher stack of attacks on Asian Americans that has occurred. So there's a major problem. And again, it's not about targeting a race, but there was a through line through this, wasn't there? It was people who'd been let off bail because of bail reform. It had been people with 18 felony convictions and 20 misdemeanor convictions out on the street. Over and over again, we see this. So if you want to talk about race, we can talk about race. Or we can come together as Americans and try to solve all of these problems for all of us.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, Tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being culled, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the info war. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. Final segment of American Journal. Let's go directly out to the phone calls. D in Pittsburgh, thanks so much for calling in, and thanks for holding, Dee. You are on the air.
Hi, Harrison. I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, hello.
I'm 64 years old. My son buys a lot of the products from the website, and we are now taking them. I take the iodine, and I take the vitamin mineral fusion.
Excellent.
And I feel fabulous. We do bikes. We walk, we do gardening. I'm not your typical senior sitting on the couch and getting older.
Fantastic.
And we got the lung cleanse for my husband. He is a smoker of cigars. He had that old man guttural cough. It was so annoying. We bought him lung cleanse, and he no longer is coughing like that. It totally cleared it up.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
I want to encourage everybody, you know, if you love your parents, Mother's Day is coming up, Father's Day is coming up. Buy your parents some of these products. Don't let your parents go on the slippery slope down into scooter culture. Scooter culture is when you're riding around in the scooter because you're too lazy to walk.
Scooter culture, I like that.
I call it scooter culture. Yes, that's right, Harrison. But what I called to talk about today is, you know, we're in a one-on-one situation. It's us against the next guy. It's 50% of the country feels the way we do. And it's important that we train every day and keep ourselves fit for the one-on-one. Because if I'm going down, I'm not going down without a fight at my age. And that's saying a lot, okay? No one's going to take my life without a fight. But what I called about was Joe Biden. It's time to impeach his ass, okay? The border crisis, the conditions of those children, that is child endangerment. It is time to impeach him. And I have personally left messages to Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham. I've called and I've left messages along the lines of this. You need to impeach President Biden for this debacle.
Absolutely.
Do you agree?
I could not agree more. I despair the fact that the Democrats are actually going along with this and not holding him to account for his total failure. And then you just look at some of the other stuff the Democrats are doing. I mean, just today, they're advancing a bill on slavery reparations. They're introducing a bill to expand the Supreme Court. They're introducing a gun control bill. I mean, they are on a total tear. They're becoming as authoritarian as they possibly can. The Republicans have to step up and put their foot down. And impeaching Joe Biden would be, I think, something that maybe people on both sides of the aisle could come together and go, okay, yeah, this decrepit old hologram that we're dealing with is not up to the task, and we've got to stop this. I think that's a fantastic idea, Dee.
The proof's on camera. We saw the conditions of those places.
Absolutely.
Now, one other thing. I don't feel our side is doing enough, Harrison. We are not doing enough. We're simply standing by and watching our world change.
Yeah.
And a simple idea that I had, it's going to be hard getting along with the leftists, but a simple idea that I had, there was two ways to stop the left. It's number one, it's a crazy idea, maybe you think, but cut off their food supply through the use of truckers and farmers.
I love that idea, Dee.
No, we do, because they need their free say in Napa and all that. You know, we're not being smart enough. We're not cutting off their food. You cut off their food supply, and let me tell you, they are out of business in 6 months. And we need to implement ideas like this. How come no one's talking about this?
Cut off food supply, cut off welfare. They will literally just go away. They will just go away or succumb. I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, the way I always try to phrase it, like, Republicans have to get in the win or lose mindset. They are in the lose but lose slightly less mindset. That's unacceptable. Right now, we're in a situation where they're tearing down statues to our heroes like Teddy Roosevelt, of all people. In the future, there's going to be – it's not going to be, okay, let them tear down Roosevelt's statue, but we'll still be okay. The two futures are, one, Roosevelt's statue is torn down, shattered, and destroyed, and nothing replaces it, or – we go back hard and we rebuild the Teddy Roosevelt statue bigger and better than ever before. That's got to be what we're aiming for. Not just mitigating their onslaught, but going back at them and saying, no, not only do we not accept you tearing down our statues, we are going to rebuild our statues bigger than ever. We're going to celebrate our history more than ever before. We are going to push back, not as a mitigation effort, but for total domination, because that's what we're playing for. It's win or lose, folks. It's do or die. You can do or you can die. So the mindset that's been adopted by Republicans for the last several decades has been, well, we'll just continue to do it, just not quite so much. No, those days are over. We need to have the, if nothing else, the Trumpian spirit of taking our country back and reestablishing the reality of our country, which was the greatest country in the history of the world, which is founded on freedom, which is the creator and the impetus of human rights themselves. They didn't exist before 1776. And every country in the world that celebrates being a republic or a democracy or having input from their citizens and not being a top-down, authoritarian, totalitarian regime has America to thank for it. So you're welcome. We'll get back to where we were before we slide into what has been the condition of humanity for the rest of time, except for brief little spurts of light in the darkness like Rome and Athens and the Byzantine Empire here or there. Now America, this massive torch, is being totally smothered, but the embers are alive. We can fan that flame and we can reignite what made us great once more, but only if we do it fearlessly and do it with an all-in attitude, not a half-assed middle-of-the-road sort of standard strategy that we've been seeing adopted by the Republicans for so long. I love it, D. You've got me fired up. It's so amazing. Let's go quickly to For the Republic in Georgia. For the Republic, I love your name and love your state. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air. For the Republic, going once, going twice. Sold to Joe in Florida. Joe in Florida wants to talk about universal basic income. You are on the show, Joe. Oh, somebody turn it down. Joe's not there either. All right. What about Ryan in Florida? Fellow Floridian Ryan has called in about immigration and the white replacement theory. Thanks for calling in, Ryan. Are you there?
I am here.
Hey,
here.
One for three. Thanks for calling in, Ryan. You're on the air.
Well, so I just want to get a plug on Turbo Force. It works great. I love the Turbo Force. Smooth burn, no crash, good stuff.
Right on.
But as far as fire replacement theory goes, is, I mean, it's getting to where they're just rubbing it in our faces. They, I think it was the Washington Post or the New York Times or something like that, made a headline saying we can replace them.
Yeah, yeah, I covered it yesterday. It was Michelle Goldberg in the New York Times. We can replace them. The SPLC, during a video taping in the SPLC office, they're tracking the decline of the white population like they're a CEO tracking profits. They are all in on this. So they write an article going, we are replacing white people. And then white people go, hey, you're replacing us. And they go, whoa, whoa, I didn't realize you were a racist conspiracy theorist supremacist. It's absurd. And they are rubbing our faces in it. And again, it's like, you know, whether it's talking about black people killing white people or talking about white people being systematically replaced through immigration and, you know, totally low birth rates that, again, is propagandized as a good thing. Totally insane. I'm seeing this as a human being, not as a white person. I'm not mad that my power is going away. I'm not mad that my people are going away. I'm mad that there's a concerted effort to destroy a group of people on this planet. And I don't care who it is. If it's the Uyghurs in China, I'll stand up for them and I'll stand up against their destruction. If it's white people in America, I'll stand up for them and stand up against their destruction. And it's the most amazing thing that we don't have more people, more just basic human level, decent people of every race going, stand up for yourselves, white people. Hey, white people, you don't deserve to die. You don't deserve to go away. You're not inherently evil. I'd never say that about any race. And yet it's said about white people from the highest realms of authority in this country on a daily basis. And it's despicable. And it does. It makes my heart glad when I hear people of other races going, what's wrong with you guys? We don't want you to go away. We don't want white people to die. We don't want you to be weak. We don't want you to be dead. Why would we? And I hear that from people of from Latino people, from Middle Eastern people, from black people that see what's going on and just have a human reaction to what's happening. And if I saw the black population actually being slaughtered at an incredible rate, actually being discriminated against, if I was alive in the 50s and 40s and I was alive during Jim Crow, I would have been vehemently against it. That's consistency. That's a consistent ideology of pro-human, pro-every race, pro-every color, pro-every creed. I don't want any type of person to go away. I don't want any type of person to be punished for who they are. And is it so much to ask that courtesy be extended to myself as well? Is it really? Am I a supremacist for that? Of course not. Thanks for being with us, folks. That's American Journal. God bless us, everyone.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com, www.tomorrowsnews.com and follow that link. You get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com. The revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now. I'm going to say it again. I am not lecturing you. I'm lecturing myself. I need to take vitamin mineral infusion every day. It tastes great. It's all natural. It's got all the vitamins, all the minerals that are essential, and amino acids. Mix it up in the morning, a little quarter scoop. Fill the whole pitcher with a whole scoop. It lasts you 4 or 5 days, refrigerator. Pour yourself a big glass with ice. And it's so good in the morning, at noon, at night. But whatever you do, get in that one glass a day. It's been sold out for a while. It's back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com for your immune system, your body's defenses, but especially your family and friends and old folks and people with darker skin need higher vitamin D3 and other things. It's all in here, so tell folks about it or give it as a gift. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com, and Winter Sun, super high-quality vitamin D3, back in stock, also discounted. Both these are 40% off individually, 50% off together at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.